My fellow Americans, I have called upon the networks tonight to make two pressing issues clear to the American public.
Ever since Chevy Chase first stumbled on stage as Gerald Ford 40 years ago, Saturday Night Live has been shaping our political conversation and perception.
It's Saturday Night Live!
And at a certain point early on, real-life politicians started coming on SNL, from Ralph Nader to Jesse Jackson to Barack Obama, hoping to demonstrate that they're likable because, look, they can take a joke.
I mean, this is the most important election in our nation's history, and you want her, our Tina, to go out there and stand there with that horrible woman? What do you have to say for yourself?
Alec, this is Governor Palin.
Hi there.
I see. Forgive me, but I feel I must say this. You are way hotter in person.
But when it was announced a few weeks ago that a presidential candidate would not just appear but host the show this week, you had to wonder how this was going to work out, especially given that the candidate, Donald Trump, was dumped last summer by NBC, SNL's network, tossed off his reality show, and his Miss Universe pageant canceled because of his disparaging remarks about Mexican immigrants. Jim Downey is the former SNL head writer and specifically the writer responsible for most of Saturday Night Live's political humor for most of the last 40 years, including the last time Trump hosted the show in 2004. Hello, Jim, and thanks for coming back on this show.
Hi, Kurt. Thanks for having me.
So when presidential candidates come on, is that different than the negotiations with just a celebrity, an actor or a musician in terms of I won't do that or I don't want to do that?
Well, in those cases, they may have a lot more handlers. There are like five or six people in suits who trail along with them. And
right.
you don't get an immediate response. And then, you know, a few hours later the next day, yeah, we're not real comfortable with that. It's kind of a problem for us. You know, with Trump, I actually think that part of it is that there is a belief that he's not going to get the nomination. So
yeah.
It's more like a trust us, he's not going to be the nominee. So you look back on this and you won't worry that we promoted a possible candidate.
Right.
But, you know, it's also... it's good for the ratings of the show, and it's good, I suppose,
yes,
for Trump. Honestly, I think the show has more to gain than Trump.
Yeah. If you were there running the writer's room and, you know, earlier this week and people were saying, okay, what should we do? Is there a class of kind of hack joke about Trump that you would veto immediately?
It seems to me there are obvious areas that a writer may want to go and that are also areas where Trump would obviously would be a non-starter. You know, going after him aggressively on his comments about, you know, Mexican rapists or something. But, you know, there are other related areas that you can get into. I think he'd be willing to do certain things, I hope he is, about you know, that relate to his personality. You know, the way he says about, you know, oh, they love me. I'm hugely popular.
Look at my polls.
Yeah, I mean, he just talks about how beloved he is. And that there's something funny about that I'm
yes.
sure he has to recognize that if I were there right now, it would be all Trump's personality.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, another presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, appeared on the show. And here's a clip of her in a sketch with Kate McKinnon.
Hi, I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Hey, great name. I'm Val. Oh. So, Hillary, what brings you here tonight?
Well, I needed to blow off some steam. I've had a hard couple of 22 years.
That is Kate McKinnon playing Hillary Clinton with Hillary Clinton playing a bartender. Jim, what did you think of that sketch?
I liked it. I thought, you know, she got Hillary to sort of do some mildly self-deprecating comedy.
Kate McKinnon seems to me dialed down her version of Hillary. That in the past, when she's done Hillary Clinton, it's kind of galvanizingly vicious, in depicting a kind of insane ambition that I think is great.
Yeah, I imagine that kind of thing is going to happen. It's just very difficult to be 6 inches from someone and do your
yes, I imagine
your roughest take on them. But my favorite impressions always do have a savage element to them. I like to see that in the impression more than in the writing, you know?
Yes.
You know, the good ones all sort of make you feel differently about the person afterwards, and generally not as respectful.
Yeah. If you were still at the show, which Republican would you be dying to have win the nomination for your comedic purposes?
I always try to avoid what I consider sort of the obvious ones. Like, I remember when Bush was elected, everyone's telling me, oh, you're so lucky comedically. And I actually felt entirely the opposite. I said, no, I'm sorry. To me, Bush is just an invitation for sort of hack, dumb, hick, frat boy kind of stuff. Whereas Gore was just way weirder and more interesting.
Yeah.
And so I actually thought, from my own point of view, that Gore would have been way more fun. Whereas in this, and I think the guy who's the most interesting to me is Ted Cruz.
Yes.
As a person to
yes.
make fun of. I mean, the show has not really done Cruz yet, and I it's still hard for me to believe Trump is going to be allowed to get the nomination. And someone who might well step in there, if it's not Rubio, would be Cruz.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see more of him. And there's just something really strange and
totally.
Weird about that guy that has not
totally.
At all been mined.
Yeah. So this is the first presidential election in, I don't know, 9 or 10 that you haven't been professionally mining.
Well, you know, they have asked me, they've been very nice about asking me to come back. And it's not like I'm not considering it. I retirement is expensive, I discovered. And I am sort of thinking about maybe after Christmas.
Oh, good.
When it really heats up.
Well, let me be the first to encourage you so that I will have a better time watching Saturday Night Live in 2016.
Well, I'll factor that in.
Jim, thank you so much.
Good to talk to you.
And listeners, you can see some of SNL's best political sketches, many of them written by Jim Downey, at studio360.org.